Rural Focus. Just an amazing turnout from farmers at the dry season urgent meeting for farmers at the Yawnup Hall yesterday. To get his thoughts from a WA farmer's perspective, the president, John Hassell, does join me this morning. And John, you must have been extremely happy with that turnout there yesterday.
Oh, look, unfortunately, it was a lot of people there, you know, in terms of it's a pity it has to happen. But yes, a good rollout to show, you know, people's concern for where things are at.
Now, you had a few ideas at the meeting yesterday, mate. For those who may not have heard what your ideas were, can you let us in on what the ideas are?
Okay. Well, look, they're not my ideas. These are motions that came out. The motions came out of the meeting. It was a, you know, while the lower southwest zone actually called the meeting, it wasn't a WA farmers meeting. So these were just motions from the floor. But you know, they were mostly passed unanimously. Not all, but mostly.
Okay.
So look, there was one about allowing airlines to come into Perth. You know, there was a Qatar Airlines decision not so long ago. That was pretty disgraceful as far as we're concerned, because that was exactly the kind of plane that needs to come into Perth to freight, you know, abattoir lambs out. And, you know, we think that that's equivalent to about 15,000 lambs a week. That would take a huge amount of pressure off the system. You know, the efficiency of the ports is a bit of a problem. We wanted to, there was a motion to try and get the federal government to look at the efficiency of the ports. I don't know if you recall, but not so long ago when Dave Kelly was the water minister, they cut off the farm water supply grant scheme. You know, the federal government had offered to put some money into doing that, and the state government decided they weren't going to support it. Now, sadly, we no longer have the farm water supply grant scheme, but there was a call for that to be reinstated because water's a really big issue down there. There was some discussion around a freight subsidy and embargo on hay, and those motions were passed, although not unanimously. And the final one was there was a motion condemning Jackie Jarvis's comments about farmers having to be prepared to euthanize their animals, which none of us were particularly happy about.
No, absolutely, yes. I did speak with Bevan Eats about that yesterday, and that, he was telling me that it was the first that he heard about the minister saying that. So, yeah, interesting. So I know you had a busy day at Yawnup yesterday, mate. After the meeting, what was the feedback that you got?
Look, a lot of people were, you know, pretty concerned about where things are. Let's be realistic. Everybody knew about this back in September when it was a dry season and didn't have the ability to bale their hay because there was just none there. They knew it was coming. But what normally is able to happen is we'd be able to let the relief valve off, and we're able to do that by, you know, selling livestock. But, you know, in the case of lamb and sheep, we just simply have not been able to get them off our farms. Even though they're ready to sell, the abattoirs haven't been able to take them. We haven't been able to get them on ships. The shipping companies haven't invested in doing the ships up. In fact, both of the big ships that normally take livestock are out for the moment because they're not passing the tests from the federal government. And, you know, that may be, and I'd prefer to think it's not, but it may be that the federal authorities are just being super difficult and trying to make things hard for us. And if that's the case, I'm bloody disappointed about it. So, you know, this has all been caused because of a policy decision, not because of a dry season. Normally we can handle it, but because there are no ships taking sheep, then there are no ships taking cattle either. And also the Bureau of Meteorology came out very strongly it was going to be an El Nino in the east, so there was no price differential up until January to be able to head sheep to the east. We've had all of these you know, this kind of avalanche of sheep and cattle coming onto the market for various reasons, and both our outlets, or all three of our outlets, i.e. Live Trade, the Eastern States and the Qatar Airlines, all stopping us from applying the pressure relief valve. This is a federal government policy that's caused this, and it's a really big drama.
Does it surprise you though that it's, you know, come from the federal government? And
well look, it's really disappointing because, you know, what they've done is they've done their policy. The Bureau of Meteorology got that one wrong, so let's take that at face value. But I think the Qatar decision was a disgraceful decision, and based on ideology of what kind, I'm not sure. And the live sheep trade decision, which has its effect on cattle because cattle go on those boats as well. Yeah. But that decision means that no ships are being, you know, maintained to come back here. That is based on a dodgy preference deal between the Animal Justice Party and the Greens to satisfy inner city seats to get preferences for the Labor Party. And it's just a bloody disgraceful way to enact policy. It's not based on sound reason and robust debate. And it is condemnable.
Was there anything brought up at the meeting yesterday, mate, about the Cook government to have this 2024 dry season task force?
Yes. So Rob Cosser, who's the chairman of that committee, did actually put his apologies in because he couldn't get there. He and I discussed some things that should happen, and one of the things is to have an audit of what livestock are still on farm that normally are gone by now, and also an audit of what's water situation is and the feed situation. So I think once you get a bit of an audit, know the numbers, then it can get, you can have a chance of planning around it. So it's one thing.
Yep.
And the other one is that James Bowie was there, who's on that committee, that people communicate with him and talk about the issues there. So,
all right. Mate, I am hearing that some farmers cutting water need some assistance. I'm hearing stories that some have been charged the full rate. Should this be subsidised?
Well, look, I'm not 100% sure about it.
Sorry, mate.
No, that's all right. Look, it depends on what the full rate is. I think water's not terribly expensive. But where it becomes a problem is where they're slow, like they did a couple of years ago in the wheat belt, is you weren't able to get water out of the standpipes. Now, there's a heap of standpipes in the southwest, and they only get turned on when there's a fire. Now, you know, that actually possibly needs to be remedied. We've spoken about that with Bob Cossar.
Yep.
So that's one thing. And the other one is that the Farm Water Supply Grant Scheme, which has been thrown out, needs to be reinstated. And people need, I think, to take pressure off the state system to be able to build water supplies, make themselves drought resilient without having to depend on the state water system. To me, it was an absolute foolish thing, because that actually, you know, actually prolongs, if you reintroduce that, that actually gives the state water system a greater life.
All right. With these, we know how dry it is across regional WA, mate. Will there be any more of these dry season meetings around WA?
Well, look, not of the kind that we had
yesterday.
I think the fact that the dry season committee's been put in place.
Yep.
But when you consider how many people came to that, probably going to send an invitation to both Murray Watt and Jackie Jarvis and say, come and meet with some of these people.
Hey, mate, thank you for that update from Yornup yesterday. I know you're busy, 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 mate. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I do let you go this morning?
No, but look, I think people need to talk to a mate if you're feeling a bit down and dusty. For God's sake, go and talk to someone. You know, there are ways out of this, and there are people working like hell on solutions. So, you know, please look after yourself first and foremost.
As always, nice to chat on Rural Focus, mate.
Thanks very much, Troy.